This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rick Haro is our sports business and legal insider on the bench and on CBS Sports Radio. He was in the desert tonight at the Suns game. I wanted to tell people about this game real quick, Rick, or maybe I should just have you do it. It was so bad that I saw at one point that, listen to this, Phoenix was up at the half, 55-35. Kyrie Irving, who was the only Celtics starter to score at one point, let alone make a basket, had 13. The other starters were 0 for 15 from the floor, and they were 10 for 46 shooting and had 10 turnovers. And you're telling Carver, it was so bad, the game was so bad that you left.
I'm gone. I got other stuff. I got other stuff to do in Phoenix, okay? I got the auto race to do. I got some other cool stuff. I got a little golf to play. I got a little, you know, other exciting stuff to do. But I'm not watching a team score 35 points at halftime in November and call themselves competitive. And it is interesting because pregame, I was with a couple of guys who have been part of the whole Suns group for a long time. And they were talking about how, you know, Brad Stevens is a genius. He almost came to Phoenix, but for a contract that got spoiled at the last minute. But hey, you know, the problem with November basketball is teams take time off. And, you know, the NBA schedule, if you remember, they kind of award guys, teams, 2 or 3 days in Phoenix when they get there. They can play golf. They can, you know, sit by the pool.
Right.
But nobody gave them the memo. You got to play basketball when you show up. You know, it's not over yet. But I wish I could just stay home and watch the Steelers. They look pretty tight tonight.
Yeah, they're up 52-14. This game's ugly. But I got to say this. It's one of those situations where, like, they know that they can go through the motions and nothing's going to happen to them, and they're going to get a big, fat, multi-million-dollar paycheck either way.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. You know, Hayward looks like he just needs to play in shape, whatever that means. Kyrie taking the day off. The other guys, no excuse. And you know, we're talking about what a marvelous motivator Brad Stevens is. Like, I guess you can't motivate those guys every night, especially early. And this, if they don't come back, they'll be 6-5. So, but look, at least people are talking about the NBA now. You know, it could be that people are just, they don't care. You know, in Miami, people just don't care. Here, this team will be 3-8 if they win, and people don't care. So the NBA's got a lot of issues until playoffs run around.
So tell me about the debate over fantasy sports that's still going on all over the country, as opposed to the Supreme Court, you know, legalizing sports betting, and it's you know, by state, it's state by state, and it's over time. But we're already up and running full on and making tons of money for the state of New Jersey with the sports betting. It's as big as Nevada now. So what is the deal with the fantasy end of it?
Yeah, well, the fantasy end, case by case. Sometimes it's excluded, sometimes it's not. Remember, the New York Attorney General said you're not going to do fantasy. It was originally kind of a play to get more money from FanDuel and DraftKings. And Chief Justice Gerald Connolly of the Supreme Court in New York said that companies violate the state constitution because they've got to change it before they're allowed to do business. Now, they're going to appeal, and they'll try to figure that out. But just because the Supreme Court let the states do their own thing gambling-wise, it didn't mean the fantasy was going to go along with it, especially in New York.
But they can go to New Jersey and do it.
They can go to New Jersey and do it, and that's the issue, too. So, listen, all of these places, like Florida, I was asked today if Florida's ever going to, you know, legalize betting. 2, 3, 4 years from now, everybody's going to do it because they're going to realize they're going to be losing a lot of money if they don't. And that's the bottom line. It's nothing moral anymore. It's all about the bucks.
And how about, like, because I live down there, as you know, but they have all these offshore casinos that you go out on boats and gamble, but you still can't bet on sports.
No, you can't bet on sports. And, frankly, it's such a silly distinction, and that's a lot because the, you know, Indian lobby and, frankly, Disney and some of the other big attractions have said we're not going to want any commercial gambling like MGM or Caesars or others to come into the state, and they've held it off for a long time. If the budget looks like it's probably going to be where you're going to even have to increase taxes. I know this is not an economic show, but how about if people are thinking about a sales tax in Florida? It's like, oh, forget it, or an income tax. Maybe then they'll figure out gambling if the alternative is to impose an income tax. So we haven't seen the last of it.
So let me ask you a question real quick. I want to get back on track here, but I got to ask you real quickly. So did Rick Scott, he was the governor before in Florida, right? And then he's no longer the governor, and did he win a Senate seat?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, it's like the hanging Chad stuff. So he ran against Bill Nelson, the former astronaut who's been in the Senate for 900,000 years, and that's the race that's too close to call. Although, you know, most insiders think that Scott's going to prevail, but who knows?
So he was the governor, and then that ended, and then he's now going to be a senator?
Now he's going to be a senator, right. And,
wow.
And he'll be, you know, one of the two senators, with Marco Rubio being the other.
Right. So the Warriors are planning to move into their new home in downtown San Francisco, but they're still being ordered to pay $40 million in renovations for the Oracle Arena. I bet they loved hearing that.
Well, yeah, but now the issue is going to be, do they have to pay all of that, because they're going to appeal that. And the Raiders do not have to pay when they leave, and they're sticking Alameda County with the rest of the debt. The Warriors, not so sure. The end of the day is Warriors leave, Raiders leave, Oakland, Alameda County better get it together with the A's, or they're going to be 0-3.
So, Rick Haro with us, Sports Biz. I got to ask you, a guy threatened me, basically, that he said, your show sucks until you start talking MLS, and until you do that, I hate you forever. So I'm going to ask you this question. What's going on in the MLS?
Well done. I didn't think you let anybody intimidate you into content, especially if it's the MLS. All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'll do this quickly so we can move on, right? 22,000 attendance, about a 1% drop, big time. Atlanta, 53,000 fans per match. Columbus has to get a new stadium done or they're gone. 20% decrease in attendance. They were going to go to Austin. They're being saved. Expansion in Austin, expansion in Cincinnati. MLS is doing okay, but until the American team gets back into the World Cup, we'll wait and see how it all shakes out. Now you can go into other stuff.
The Islanders have announced a deal with EverFi, bringing digital courses. It's basically education technology, right, to some Long Island schools. Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. And frankly, the schools don't pay for anything. So it's the honor code, Navy SEAL stuff. It's the first pro team to support the Leadership and Anti-Bullying Initiative, which is important. Lou Lamoriello, the Islanders president, has talked about this as being his real focus. So one in four students between the age of 12 and 18 getting bullied, and this is a good course to try to reverse that trend.
Caesars Entertainment is making a push into the sports sponsorship world. What are they doing?
Well, they're working with the Devils and they're working with the Sixers. That's one ownership group in two buildings, Wells Fargo as well as the Prudential. They're sponsoring areas, the 5,000 square foot premium lounge and the Prudential Center Concourse, as well as the LED board. Let me tell you something. It's not going to be too long before these casino operators will allow betting within facilities and within stadiums and arenas. You don't think so? Well, mark my words. You heard it right here. I think pretty soon that's going to happen, and it's not going to be too far from now.
I will bet my life that Caesars will have kiosks at The Rock within a year.
Yeah, and, you know, you start with Vegas, but look at MGM. Look what they did, a $500 million the data sharing deal with the NFL, with the NHL and the NBA. And what they ended up saying is, we just want to get in the door. Once we're in the door, it's really good, and therefore we're going to be partners. And partnership means more ways to gamble legally and spend money. 15 years ago, you know, I'm here in Phoenix, you weren't even allowed to deal with stuff on Indian land. Now, we just passed Talking Stick Arena and the stadium that's a spring training stadium. And they're mixed and mingled, and it's going to be very soon before you're not going to be able to see a difference.
The WNBA is going to opt out of their CBA at the end of next season, 2 years early. Why?
Well, because the women want more money. But you know, I got to tell you that the NBA owners view the NBA WNBA as just a little bit of summer programming that they can fund in their own arenas, and if we start arguing for more money, everybody loves labor peace, and everybody wants all players to get as much as they possibly can. This is a little dangerous because you can't start bargaining for money you don't have.
Rick, about the Tiger Phil match, Capital One is a sponsor. They got everything going for them. They got everybody, MGM Resorts, Capital One. They got the BR Live. I mean, will they get people to buy that pay-per-view?
No. Next.
There you go.
You know, do you think so? I don't know. Maybe if they have a cage match between the two guys, or maybe if it was their own money. And like I said, if you have people thinking about golf during Thanksgiving, maybe next year and the year after we bring the Skins game back, which would be kind of cool. So
yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen with it, but they're certainly not spending a lot of money on it, and I haven't heard a lot of excitement. Have you?
I actually think this, that in terms of raw numbers, it won't be huge appeal. But in terms of, I think, you know, rich people and golfers that, you know, that have money that are expendable, they buy everything. They buy the equipment. They play on courses. They travel. They bring their bags. They play all over the world. I think those people are actually going to buy the pay-per-view.
Well, and frankly, I've heard the argument that the intense fans are missing golf, and this will be a time where you eat enough turkey, you watch enough football, and this is a time where you've got to get away. And that was the premise of the Skins game, Donald Olmeyer on NBC years ago. So you might just be right. I'm just not thinking it's a big volume business. Look, I hope it works.
Let me ask you, going all the way to the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, are they really going to go from 32 to 48 teams? Is that possible?
It's possible logistically. They've got to get the stadium deal done. The problem is there's so many questions with Qatar, the labor relations, the getting the stadiums done, the tournament format as well. Remember, they're moving the whole tournament to the winter because that's the only time that you could play in the desert without burning yourself up. So they're disrupting the entire soccer world to play in that place. If they're going to do it, you could argue they might as well add 12 more teams.
Let's talk tech. Michael Jordan jumps into the esports realm and sends in $26 million to help fund one of these esports league teams.
Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you, the most valuable esports league team, by the way, is the Boston Celtics team. I was thinking after their first half, maybe to just stick them on the court here in the second half here. But esports is the next step. They're not only going to think about the Olympics, but 90% of all of the teams in the Big Four are looking at how to invest in esports. So Michael Jordan is at the front of the line. It's a big deal.
And how about Unicorn, which is the esports betting platform? They got a license to wager. You're allowed to bet on their systems.
Yeah, betting on it as well. And this Unicorn group obviously is not only having a license, but they also have a lot of money. 20 countries, legalized sports betting. They've unveiled online products. They're going to be way ahead of the curve. It's going to be a good deal.
Power of Sports, the Girl Up and WWE created Sports for a Purpose program to support girls' access to athletics. Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. And the more companies that do it, WWE, all the stick and ball sports, it's really good. It'll be the first ever all-women's pay-per-view event, a milestone for WWE female performers. It'll be good for the sport.
And then Roger Federer donating $50 million to charities this year, putting your money where your mouth is.
Hey, he is so important, and people don't understand. It's $50 million. That's a lot of money, and the career image of him goes through the roof. I'll bet you that he's doing it not because he wants to look good, but because it's the right thing to do. Kudos to Roger Federer.
I got a minute left. Tell me what the deal is. Tannehill, they're saying he'll be back soon in a couple weeks, but are they going sour on this guy after the knee and now the shoulder?
Yeah, I don't think that. Does it? Yeah, of course they are. And so, you know, wouldn't you? I mean, the bottom line is you play your hand and it doesn't work, and then sometimes people think, well, I wish I could have done it a little bit differently. And if you had to do over again, I think it would have been an entirely different situation.
How bad have the Canes fallen apart?
Oh, boy. I thought we would forget that. So what? There were a lot of, you know, there had 12 kids apparently who decommitted already and said, you know, I'm not interested in this. When it goes south, it pretty well goes south.
Wow. All right. I'm losing you there at the end, Rick. Great job tonight from Phoenix. Have fun golfing tomorrow.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next week, okay?
I knew he'd be golfing. There you go. Rick Haro, ladies and gentlemen, in the desert golfing and leaving NBA games in the second quarter. It's because they use that processed popcorn. They don't have the popcorn fresh like Carver High likes it. if you're going to put, you know, bagged popcorn in and pretend like it's been popped there and you put a little butter on it and everything, you're not fooling anyone, especially not professional popcorn eaters like Uncle Food Trolley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.